To make sure Kepler's truly found a planet, scientists are using one of the largest Earth-based telescopes for confirmation. This telescope will also determine the planet's mass and distance from its star. Scientists are most interested in the small rocky worlds that sit in what's called the Goldilocks zone. Remember how important liquid water is to life? Well, if a planet is in the Goldilocks zone, it's not too close and not too far from its star. It's just right, and it's possible for water to flow there as a liquid. We obviously sit in the Goldilocks zone, but in our solar system, Mars and Venus also do. But we've yet to find life on either of those two planets.
Knowing if a planet is inhabitable is not as straightforward as saying, oh, we found a planet the size of the Earth and it's 90 million miles from a sun-like star. Venus is uninhabitable and Mars is uninhabitable.
Why is Venus such a harsh, hideous environment? Some 600 degrees Celsius or so. And of course, the answer for Venus, sadly, is that some greenhouse effect, global warming, has overtaken Venus.
When it formed over 4 billion years ago, Venus had water and probably vast oceans on its surface. But there was also a lot of the greenhouse gas water vapor in the atmosphere, which blanketed and heated the planet. And as Venus got hotter, more and more water on its surface evaporated into the atmosphere, trapping the heat even more. On Earth, much of the greenhouse gas carbon dioxide is chemically bound to the rocks. And it was this way on young Venus, too. But when it got to about 750 degrees Fahrenheit, this carbon dioxide started baking out of the rocks and into the atmosphere. With an atmosphere of water vapor and carbon dioxide, this cycle kept going and going, and the runaway greenhouse effect has left Venus dry, lifeless,